It is Tuesday, April 16th. Here's what we're working on today. The Ontario government set to announce millions to refurbish the Sir Adam Beck generating station.
Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland is finally set to present the federal budget in the House of Commons today.
And the armor on the set of the movie Rust has been sentenced to 18 months in prison. Good morning, and thanks for joining us today. It is a lovely day, Shaming.
It is.
We got the bikes out yesterday.
Did you?
Oh, we went for a bike ride at the park. Yeah, got the soccer ball. It was a beautiful spring day.
That's
Brian.
Awesome.
It was. Yeah, it was lovely. We got to 16 degrees yesterday, so sunshine was with us, and it'll be even better today.
Oh, is it?
Nice.
Warmer than that. I thought it was cooler today. Oh,
yeah. No. 17
All
will
right.
be the high for the
Bring
day today.
It on.
So a degree better, but still that's better.
Yep.
And we'll have. Yesterday we had partly cloudy to a mostly sunny sky. Today, it should be nice blue sky and sunshine, so and light winds to boot, so that's good. So a lovely day today, lovely Tuesday. Tomorrow, well, actually tonight, the clouds roll in. Tomorrow, it's going to be rain, and then the showers stick around Thursday, even into Friday as well. So we do have some instability in the forecast. But nope, not today. Enjoy today. Lovely sunshine. Temperature, actually, at the moment is 8 degrees. So it's a nice mild start to the morning here. So enjoy that as well. Enjoying the road so far this morning. Nothing to see, nothing to talk about. 403 Waterdown Road. It's doing okay, so all moving in the Hamilton area very nicely. Let's go to some MTO traffic cameras as I point to my controller here. Here's the QEW at the Red Hill Creek. That's pretty light still this morning, moving nicely. Toronto bound away from us. Now Toronto bounds towards us as we go to the top of the Skyway Bridge. And here's a look at east of Appleby. Nothing on the roads right now. We'll look at weather and traffic coming up in detail in a few minutes. Right now, the news.
Okay, thanks very much, Brian. Well, Hamilton police say one person has died after a crash on the East Mountain. Police say a 36-year-old man was riding an e-bike when he lost control near Glen Valley Drive yesterday afternoon. That stretch of road was closed for several hours. It's since reopened. The Collision Reconstruction Unit is investigating. They're asking witnesses or anyone with dash cam video to reach out.
Well, CSCH News has learned the provincial government is going to be announcing hundreds of millions of dollars in funding to refurbish parts of the Sir Adam Beck facility in Niagara. So around 20 units going to be refurbished, all part of a plan that will allow the facility to provide clean, green and renewable hydroelectricity for the next 30 years. That announcement is going to be happening this morning at 9:30. We will be streaming that on our website, chch.com. And our Simone Gavros is on her way to Niagara this morning to dig into the story.
Highway 413 is going ahead thanks to an agreement reached between the Ontario government and the federal government. The two have signed a memorandum of understanding that sets up a joint working group to minimize the planned highway's environmental impacts in areas of federal jurisdiction. The proposed 52-kilometer highway will connect three Greater Toronto Area regions. It's been touted as part of the province's plan to fight gridlock and expand public transit. Environmental groups and others, though, say it would encourage sprawl into the protected greenbelt, pave over farmland, and jeopardize the health of at-risk frog and fish species.
Hamilton's Transit Union is threatening to fight the city over the future operations of Hamilton's LRT. Now, the bus union in Hamilton says City Hall, they're going to have a fight on its hands if the LRT is operated by a private company and not by their own members. The union, well, they went on strike, you might remember, last November over a pay increase. And they say 67% of people that they surveyed support them to run the light transit. The union also had other supporters by their side yesterday.
This is fundamentally a conversation about attempts to privatize public services, to privatize our public good in order that corporations and private companies can take all of the profits on the backs of taxpayers and workers.
It's Hamilton MP Matthew Green. The project's price tag has gone from around $1 billion to $3.4 billion. Hamilton City Councillors, they're going to vote if the LRT should be run by the HSR or a private company. That's going to take place tomorrow.
Metrolinx is adding hundreds of new weekly trips to its GO train schedule around the GTHA. Premier Doug Ford made the announcement in Milton, saying, starting at the end of April on the Lakeshore West Line between Oakville and Union Station, weekend train service will increase from every 30 minutes to every 15 minutes in the afternoon and at night. The Kitchener line will also see a new 30-minute weekday during the midday. In Niagara, the final train, Saturday train between Toronto and Niagara, will change from the current time of 5:03 to 6:21. And on weekdays, the last train to the falls will depart earlier from 10:52 p.m. to 10:22 p.m.
I see Niagara growing, the service growing in Niagara. We're keeping close tabs on what our ridership is and what riders want, and we are very excited to expand the Niagara service.
Metrolinx says the long-term goal is to see more trains between Niagara and Toronto's Union Station. Town staff will introduce proposed changes to Oakville's official plan and zoning bylaw on May 6th that would see more housing across town. The proposed changes would allow up to 4 housing units for every detached residential property across Oakville and would set up a designated special policy area within 800 meters of Sheridan College. Townhomes and low-rise apartment-style buildings will also be permitted in that area. The changes are to improve the availability and range of housing options in Oakville and to facilitate the town's access to funding from the Federal Housing Accelerator Fund. Well, lung cancer is thought of as being a smoker's disease, but Health Canada says about 16% of deaths are in people who have never smoked. Researchers say secondhand smoke is a contributor, but there's something else that's making people sick. It is a colorless, odorless gas that builds up in homes. It's radon. It's a radioactive gas that can seep into homes and buildings through the soil. Health Canada estimates over 3,000 lung cancer deaths are linked to radon every year. Testing for the gas is fairly straightforward, and it's very inexpensive. Official guidelines are available on the Government of Canada's website and on the Canadian National Radon Proficiency Program. It offers a list of approved testing devices.
Well, let's get into sports, shall we? Let's get things off down at the Dome as the Evil Empire arrive to face off against the Blue Jays to kick off a 3-game series as the first-place Yankees were trying to keep their strong start going.
It's going to get down into the corner. Bichette will come in to score easily. And Alejandro Kirk with his first extra base hit of the season. And it drives in a run.
Alejandro Kirk, who has played so much with the injury to fellow catcher Danny Jansen, had his best game at the plate of the season, getting on base 3 times, bringing in the Jays' 3rd run in the 3rd as Toronto was looking for a 3rd straight win. Chris Bassitt, who has pitched really well against the Yanks as a member of the Jays, was great again, only allowing a run, pitching into the 7th as the Jays would win the opener against the Bronx Bombers, 3-1 the final. So they move to 9-8 in the year. They go for 4 straight when Yusei Kikuchi is on the bump tonight.
This is now the worst goal differential by an NHL club since the 94 Senators. McDavid walks in, catches, there it is! 100 assists! Connor McDavid!
Yeah, Connor McDavid returned to the ice after missing 3 games and made some history in Edmonton's rout to the awful San Jose Sharks. With that assist on Zach Hyman's 54th goal of the season, Connor becomes just the 4th player in NHL history to get to the 100 assist mark in a season. He joins Bobby Orr, Mario Lemieux, who did it once, and Wayne Gretzky, who did it 11 times in his career. All part of the 9-2 win by the Oilers. It's been 30 years since a player got to 100. And we could have 2 this season. Nikita Kucherov got to 99 in Tampa's loss to Buffalo last night. He has 1 more game against the Leafs tomorrow to try and become the 6th member of the 100 assist club.
Gostisbehere, Perron, cuts to the middle. Down low, Raymond, chance to shoot.
What a thrilling end in the Motor City as the Red Wings are vying for that final wildcard spot in the East. Down 4-1. Against Montreal. They came all the way back to tie the game at 4 on that Lucas Raymond goal with just over a minute left to force overtime, and it'd be Raymond once again to score the winner in OT. Red Wings are still alive. They need a win against the Habs tonight in Montreal and then some help That's because the Washington Capitals control their playoff lives after they shut out the Boston Bruins 2-0 last night. The New York Islanders booked the final spot in the Metropolitan with a win, meaning there is one spot left. So all the Caps need to do is win tonight in Philadelphia. They're in. If they lose, it opens the door for the Wings, for the Penguins, for the Flyers, who are technically still alive. Going to be a great last couple days in the league. Great night in the basketball world, especially because of what happened last night in New York.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
A surprise to absolutely no one. Caitlin Clark being selected first overall by the Indiana Fever in the WNBA draft last night in New York. Clark, who has become a household name after becoming the face of women's basketball after her record-breaking run for Iowa in college basketball, will now try to do the same in the pros. The draft was held with fans buying tickets for the first time because of its popularity. Also some CanCon. That is Kingston's Aaliyah Edwards, selected sixth overall by the Washington Mystics, which is the second straight year a Canadian drafted in the top 10, with Atisha Amirhi taken eighth overall last year. Edwards spent the past 4 years at UConn, going to be representing Canada at the upcoming Paris Olympics.
It's 6:11, and it's a Tuesday morning, and it's going to be a beautiful Tuesday. It's the 16th of April. We're looking pretty good so far on the roads this morning, getting some light in the sky already here. As you can see, 403 Waterdown Road, still doing fine, so nothing to see there. Let's go back into St. Catharines. We'll start there. QEW in Ontario, pretty light volume, no collisions this morning at all. Red Hill Creek still looks good. Here's QEW east of Brant, so Toronto bound towards us. Same here east of Royal Windsor Drive, and we'll look at Etobicoke Creek. That looks good all the way through the 427. So no problems so far. All right, check the temperature. It's actually a mild start to the morning here. Our temperature right now is 8 degrees. It is a mostly cloudy sky so far. The winds are fairly light. The relative humidity is 57%. That's really come down. For school today, 17 degrees today, so way above seasonal. Light winds, lovely sunshine, moderate UV index. Pretty nice day today, and it's all because of an area of high pressure heading off to the East Coast. Incoming is going to be that. That low pressure system to the west is going to spread some rain during the day tomorrow. Now, it'll start in the morning tomorrow and continue for the day, and then taper off to some scattered showers as we get further in the week. So enjoy today. 12 to 14 for Niagara, 17, 18, 19 this end of the lake, a little bit cooler for Halton, Peel, Toronto, but generally going to be blue skies for the day today. Tonight we'll start to see some clouds encroach, temperatures anywhere 5, 6, 7 degrees for the horseshoe, so a mainly cloudy sky, and then tomorrow a little bit of sun to start, but then it's going to become a rainy day. Temperature Hamilton cool at 8, 7 for Burlington, but a little bit better for other areas. But on the cool side, I mean, seasonal temperatures this time of year, daytime high at 12, so it's going to be a little on the cool side tomorrow and fairly wet. So out the door this morning, mostly cloudy, winds are light, temperatures mild, it's 8 degrees. Long range coming up, Annette, Tim.
Okay, let's check what's coming up in Chit Chat right now with Emily Vukovich.
Hi, well, CBS has a big apology to make because of what happened at the Billy Joel concert. That's our tease.
Who wants to listen to the whole song?
Right?
Goodness, come
yeah.
on. That's overrated.
Okay, we'll chat about that. And, of course, the sentencing came out in the Rust case. We will discuss what the judge handed down. And what else are we talking about? I just had it on the tip of my tongue.
That's a tease right there.
Oh, there we go.
It's coming.
Back to you guys.
Okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is coming out, and we have a brand new actor to voice a villain character.
All righty. Okay, coming up after the break, Canadian manufacturers heard some good news, while Tesla workers got some bad news. Business is coming up next. Coming up on 6:16 on your Tuesday morning, Canadian dollar down 3 basis points to 72.5 cents U.S. Gold is up just over $4, while crude fell 39 cents. It's at $85.02 a barrel right now. Midday trading in Europe, markets are down in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
To Asia, markets are down in Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Shanghai. What about North American markets? They kicked off the trading week yesterday with also some losses right across the board. Triple-digit losses for Bay Streets in Wall Street. There's a Dow and NASDAQ way down. We'll see if they can rebound on this Tuesday, April the 16th.
StatsCan says manufacturing sales were up 0.7% in February. That's a gain of about $71.6 billion. Most of the increase is coming from higher sales of petroleum and coal as OPEC continues with its production cuts. But 13 of 21 subsectors also saw a boost. That includes sales of electrical equipment, appliances, and component products. They were up 12.6% to a record $1.5 billion in February. Chemicals, chemical products, food, and tobacco, though, all saw a downturn.
Let's stay in the automotive world, but turn to Nissan, because they say it expects to mass produce electric vehicles powered by advanced next generation batteries by early 2029. Japan's legacy automaker has fallen behind newer rivals like Tesla and China's BYD in the emerging all electric auto sector. But Nissan says they actually see a chance to catch up and perhaps leap ahead with a new kind of battery that promises to be more powerful, cheaper, safer, and faster to charge than the lithium-ion batteries sold today. Now, solid-state batteries are widely seen as the next step for EVs, and leading automakers are racing to develop versions that can be mass-produced.
Tesla says it's going to reduce its global workforce by 10%. The announcement came in an email to staff. The company's chief executive officer listed duplication of roles and the need to reduce costs. There's been a big slowdown in EV interest and sales. For Tesla, it meant for the first time ever that it registered decline in its deliveries. It was a miss of 8.5% for the first quarter. If the cuts are applied, company-wide, more than 14,000 people at Tesla could be out of work.
The Canadian Dental Hygienists Association is calling out the Liberal government for what it says is a double standard when it comes to payment of services under the new federal plan. So according to the reimbursement guide for the new dental care plan released last week, Ottawa will pay much less for a cleaning at a private hygiene clinic versus at a dentist's office. So the association says it raised the issue with Health Canada weeks ago and was surprised to find the discrepancy still in the release guide. Health Canada has not commented on this issue.
A new report suggests that smartphone sales are back in the black after years of pandemic-related declines. According to International Data Corporation, nearly 290 million smartphones were shipped worldwide in the last quarter. That's up about 8% from the same time last year. Samsung appears to have regained its title as the world's top smartphone maker. Apple saw a 10% drop in iPhone sales, due in part to poor performance in China. Samsung was the world's top smartphone maker for 12 years in a row until last year, when Apple briefly took the crown.
Chemical giant Bayer is turning to U.S. lawmakers to root out legal claims that have failed to warn about the cancer risks of its Roundup weed killer. So Bayer disputes the claim, but has already paid about $10 billion to resolve them. Thousands of similar lawsuits remain pending. So Bayer has supported legislation in Idaho, Iowa, and Missouri that would shield pesticides and herbicide companies from failure to warn claims if they use approved labels. But legal experts, they warn this kind of move could have much broader consequences and could extend to any product liability claim, provide immunity from lawsuits of any kind. Critics say it could spread nationwide.
Hey, 6:20 right now. We're taking a quick break because the music is playing. It's like the Oscars.
Got to get out of here.
Bright's going to be back, but here, traffic.
What happens when the music ends?
6:23 on this Tuesday morning. The sun is not quite up yet, but soon. Here's a look at the QEW Niagara, St. Catharines. Nice dry road conditions, no volume right there. Looks good. Starting to get busy across the top of the Skyway Bridge, going down to North Shore Boulevard, seeing a lot of brake lights coming on in the distance. Normal volume, building. East of Appleby Line looks good. No problems at Lawrence Park. Here's where we have the problem. It's the 401 heading westbound in the collector lanes. We've got three lanes blocked here. Okay, if they stop moving, they've been moving this camera for some reason. I don't know why they keep adjusting it, but that gives you a good look at what's going on. So that's westbound lanes of the 401. The camera's at Dixie looking back toward Etobicoke Creek. You can see we've got multi-vehicle collision here. It's on the right part of the highway. It's on the left part of the highway as well. So everybody's got to kind of squeeze through into the middle. We'll continue to monitor that. All right, let's get to temperatures. Temperatures are pretty good to start the morning here. 8 degrees for Hamilton right now and for Toronto. 6 Grimsby, 7 into Mississauga. When you talk about seasonals for an overnight low, 2 degrees. So it's a mild start. 12 for the daytime high. We'll beat that again today. Those are our sun times. Sun comes up 6:34, so 10 minutes from right now. And those are our records for today. And yeah, we're going to see the sunshine today. So for school, we should be 7 degrees, 7 to 8 for the first bell. Temperature could dip a little bit at sunrise. But after school, 17 degrees. That's our high for the day today. So way above seasonal. Lovely day today with light winds. Enjoy that. Tonight, we dip to 5. The clouds roll in tomorrow. There's a chance of a little bit of sunshine just as the sun comes up and then the rain settles in. High of only 8, so a cool day tomorrow. Then temperatures bounce back. We get some showers Thursday, Friday. Saturday, it's a slim chance of a shower, otherwise some sun. And we noticed Sunday, even into Earth Day on Monday, temperatures a little bit below to right on seasonal. That's your forecast. Annette, Tim.
Okay, so the Olympics are upcoming this summer. And you're starting to see, like, the outfits and uniforms being released. Mm-hmm. And Nike is facing a wee bit of backlash over one of the new outfit designs for the U.S. Women's Track and Field Olympic team.
So Nike recently released these images of the outfits. The women's leotard with its high-cut bikini line has triggered a wave of criticism on social media, with many current and former athletes saying, it's going to be hard to compete if you're thinking about what may be hanging out. After the criticism, Nike issued a statement saying the leotard design is one of many styles to choose from. Tailoring options would be available. A spokesman for USA Track and Field confirmed the collection includes 50 pieces and said Nike did consult with athletes throughout the design process to make sure that they're comfortable. Now, we haven't seen Canada's kits just yet. But this photo from CBS reporter Jasmine Wimbish is making the rounds on social media, and it shows, well, there's nothing hanging out there.
Well, because but the American ones, are both those women's?
No, one is man's and one's
women's. The one on the left was the men?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we bring that back up for a second, the picture of the women's, Laura?
It looks like a bathing suit.
I know. I just want to lose the banner at the bottom because you can't really...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, look at that cut.
Oh yeah.
But it's how do they release... Like, they would have to talk to athletes about this.
And they did. So USA Track and Field says that Nike did consult with athletes.
Okay, so where's the backlash coming from then? Is it just
social media.
Yeah, is it just people looking at that have never... competed before and don't know...
But some current athletes are complaining about it. Okay. Like, okay, how would you even walk in that? Like, I mean, that's high cut for a bathing suit.
I've always thought, too, in the Olympics, if you watch it, specifically track and field, of what they wear, you're just like, how is that comfortable? How can you do all the stuff that you do in that outfit?
There's some hurdles to go over here, shall we say.
If you want to be entertained, take a look at the comment section once they release that.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some good comedy in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Off and running we're going on this Tuesday morning. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
Off and running. See what you...